Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're sitting down with the main man himself, Zeke Elliott, with Sean and RJ from Cowboys training camp on 105.3 The Fan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Nice. We're happy with the weather change out here. Right?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's definitely great. It not being over 100 and then at night being nice and cool and chilly.
How much were you outside back home working out in 105 and all this mess?
As little as I could possible. Definitely took advantage of that indoor at the Star.
And when you're out here, do you go full windows open like some of these guys do? They like to have the entire breeze going through the house. Or
they probably have air conditioning. We don't have air conditioning.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, no, I just keep the AC on blast. I have to have a coat.
All right. In your apartment or house, what is it set on normally?
65.
Oh, whoa! 65.
We thought okay.
Dude, what is the
you got a cryo thing going in there?
What's the bill?
Mine, I thought
direct
was
withdrawal.
Auto trap.
All right, so we saw you guys out here working the yoga. Is that new? And how into yoga are you?
It's a little new. This is a different instructor, but it actually started this off season. We worked on, you know, a lot more stretching, a lot more mobility, and working on our bodies, working on our flexibility.
All right, we have a yoga pop quiz for you. Choppy's going to give you three poses, and we're going to see if you can name them.
You can do that?
The basic ones.
Probably not.
All right, neither can I. So that's good. Here we go.
All right, Choppy.
Here's number one.
Give him the first one. This is what we heard Dak did very well.
Standing swan.
No.
Crouching swan.
No.
Field goal.
It's not. Oh, that is the chair pose.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Here's the next one.
He's not a great poser, though. Let's be honest.
Oh, my. That's a DUI.
What we got here?
Pretzel
works. It's called the eagle. I don't know.
Okay, one more.
And then one more.
That did not look like an eagle.
Maybe a Philadelphia eagle.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Hey,
it's a flexibility game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
twister.
That's called fall over in the face.
We thought you were going to give him a downward dog.
Downward dog's too easy.
What was that?
The downward, that was the side angle pose.
That's what they call it, the side angle pose?
Yeah.
I like Raggedy Ann, though. That's
pretty awful, isn't it?
His nose kind of throws off his weight distribution.
I'm tired now.
Where were you when you heard about the Todd Gurley contract? How did you get the news?
I think it maybe came out on our charter out here. So.
And did you let out a fist pump, a yell, call the agent?
I don't know.
It's good news for you.
Yeah, I had a teammate tell me about it.
You sent him a text saying thank you.
Yeah.
But right, it's got to be cool when you see a guy at your position, you know, set a new standard in that level. It's got to be cool thinking like, yeah, maybe one day I'll have
running
that opportunity.
Backs are back.
I'll be
back
in that position, and I'll be able to cash in as well. Do you think about that?
It's definitely great for the position in the NFL. And, you know, the past couple of years, running backs have been very well. Been doing very well. They've been, you know, showing their importance to the team and to their teams. And, I mean, I just think it's great for the running backs. A lot of us are really young and we'll be up next. And so, you know, thank you, Todd.
So, Stephen Jones praised you for your off season. Great, quiet off season. Was it something you wanted to make a point of I'm going to do my thing, but I know how much the spotlight is on me. I'm America's team. It's me and Dak squad now. What do you think about Steven and the praise of the quiet offseason? Was it a goal for you?
I mean, it definitely was a goal for me. And, you know, I just I didn't want anything to get in the way of me and football. You know, this game is too important to me. This team is too important to me. And, you know, I want to be focused. I want to be ready for this season. I feel like I have a lot to prove. And I just want to be ready. Be ready to come out and have a great year.
We saw you helping out with Gary Brown, and everyone's writing leadership stories. Is a little bit too much being made of that? You are a leader already, or are you really trying to step it up in terms of that area with Witten and Dez gone?
I would say a little is being made mm-hmm. about it. You know, I think that's what's expected out of me. And so I don't think it should be a story that I'm stepping up as a leader. But that is something I'm focusing on, is just not only making sure that I'm getting better every day, but making sure I'm helping other guys get better every day.
How different is that locker room, and is that the offensive room now without the two kind of elder statesmen in there?
It's different. It's definitely different. We miss them both. They both had a lot of experience. They both were great players, and you know, we're going to miss them, but I think it definitely forced all the other guys to, you know, kind of get on their stuff more, to focus up more, to make sure that, you know, me and Dak, we're young, but, mm-hmm. you know, we've been there, we've played for 2 years.
Right.
And so we're the guys look to. And so, you know, it just made us focus up more and just make sure that, you know, we're bringing along those guys with us.
Zeke Elliott in the Twin Peaks hot seat, Sean and RJ on the Home of America's team. We don't want to drag you into it. We just have to ask you about it because it blew up. Dez and Sean and Travis, is it awkward for you right in the middle? Dez shouted you out. You're one of his guys. We know that. What's your take on the whole thing?
You know, honestly, I haven't paid much attention to it. I can't really tell you the last time I actually looked at Twitter. I may have tweeted, but
Good for you. You read that Jason Witten article then.
I haven't looked at Twitter in a long time, but you know, we love Dez, we love Shine, we love Trav, you know. We were a brotherhood. Brothers love each other. Brothers get in disputes, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, Shine and Trav and Dez were, you know, all great men, and everyone's focus was to do well for the team. And, you know, that's it.
Dez was also talking about the playbook, and one of our things was, the biggest difference can be Zeke catches, and we saw you getting some more catches already out here. Is that being discussed, or what type of passing numbers do you think you could put up? Because Gurley got paid off of a lot of catches.
He had 87
of them. 87
of them.
How do we get Zeke 80 catches out here? Can it be something that happens next season?
I mean, I think it could, but that's their game plan. We have a different game plan. And so, I mean, I don't know how much will change from last year to this year, but I mean, we just have two different game plans.
What did you work on the most this offseason?
The thing I worked on the most this offseason is just, you know, becoming more of a complete football player. That's, you know, not only, you know, focusing on what I need to know, but the whole grand scheme of things, so I can see how it all ties together, so I can anticipate better, so I can play faster.
Last subject that we don't try to bring up on our show, but yesterday you gave a great, strong anthem comment. We're the Dallas Football Cowboys, America's team. We stand for the national anthem. What went behind that statement that you're getting a lot of praise for?
I think there's a lot of records about it. But at the end of the day, us as a team, we decided to stand for the national anthem. And that's that. I mean, I think that's what it should be. I think there's a lot of narrative out there that we stand for national anthem because someone said you have to stand for the national anthem or else you're off the team. No, that's not why we stand for the national anthem. We stand for the national anthem because we're a team and that's what we do. It's our culture. Just like every Sunday, you guys know we're going to come out there and try to establish a run. You guys know every Sunday we're going to come out and stand for the national anthem. That's just us. We're the Dallas Cowboys.
How's your Fortnite game?
Working on it as much as I can, you know what I mean? But I never was much of a gamer. This is probably the most video games I've played in my whole life. But
are you beginning, middle, trying to get advanced? I know you just started like a couple
weeks
ago.
Are you on Post Malone's level? We saw you guys playing together out at the Star. Looked like a lot of fun.
I would say I'm more like a, I'm almost in the middle. I'm almost there. So what I do is I, you know, I have a couple of good friends that are really, really good. And so, you know, if I team up with them and a couple of their friends who are also really good, I can kind of like hide and blend in.
Oh, you're like Ben Rogers.
And, you know, if I die, you know, I can let them worry about killing the other team and then come and reviving
find a,
me.
You just find a bush and you're fine.
No, I'm not a bush hider anymore.
Zeke, I'm not a bush hider. He graduated to the grocery carts. Thanks for sitting down with us, man. Congratulations on the awesome offseason. Great start to camp, and we'll be catching up with you. Thanks, Zeke.
Thank you.
Zeke Elliott sitting down in the Twin Peaks hot seat on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.